Today's daf is a daf Yud Aleph. So we got to around seven lines down the two dafs. The Gemara quotes a machlok, as we saw in the Mishnah yesterday, about who were the ones who were playing the instruments. So the first opinion of Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah was Avdei Kohanim. The second opinion of Rabbi Yossi was the certain Mishpachos of Yisraelim. And the third opinion was Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus, who said Levim Hayu. So either Avadim, Yisraelim, or Levim. So what exactly is the machlokas here? So it's not machlokas matzias. There must be some svara why they have such a machlokas. The Gemara explains lema b'hakim lifkim. Maybe they're arguing about the following idea: the man damar avadim hayu, the one who held avadim were the ones who were playing the instruments. Kasavar ikashira b'peh v'kli l'psume kalahu David. The real ikashir is b'peh for the people who are singing. The levim who are singing, that's the most important part, and the instruments are simply there to enhance it, to make it a little bit more musical. But the ikar shir is bepeh, and therefore whoever play the kalim, we don't care. It could be the avdei kohanim, that's completely fine. That's the first man damar. Uman damar levim hayu kasaver ikar shir bekli. No, the ikar song was played by the instruments, and therefore since the ikar shir is bekli, the levim have to dafka play the kalim. They have to play the instruments. That's the other opinion. But let's understand v'tizvara Rabbi Yossi my kasaver. What about Rabbi Yossi Shita? Rabbi Yossi is the one who said the Yisraelim were doing this. So what's shot? How come the Yisraelim are doing this? So Gemara explains, if the ikar type of singing was through the mouth, through singing, so the instruments were very secondary, so why have to dafki Yisraelim? Avadim tagin, have the avadim do the work. No, don't waste the time of the Yisraelim. And if you would think the primary form of singing is through the instruments, levim, but you know, levim have to be doing this because we know the levim, the ones who are in charge of the shira there. So how do you explain the Yisraelim were the ones doing the shir, playing the instruments? So Gemara says, Liolam kasavar ikar shir bepeh. He really holds that the ikar singing is through ikar music is through singing, and that's why Levim must do the peh. But the kalim, the instruments, can be done by anyone. So how come the Yisraelim dafka were doing this? They're arguing about whether or not there could be a concept if you find someone standing on the duchen on the platform. Playing music and singing, are you going to now assume that they're Levim and you're going to have the good yichus and you're going to give them Meiser Rishon like you give Levim? So man damer avadim hayu, the opinion of the Mishu who felt that avadim were the ones doing this, kasavar ain mal meduchen, you don't assume just because a guy's standing on the platform lo leyuchus or lo lemaisus. We don't assume him having good yichus, we don't assume him having to give him Meiser Rishon, so therefore I even let the avadim. The man damer levim, the one who felt that the levim were the ones playing the instruments, hayu kasavar mal miduchen bein liyuchsin bein lemaisos. There was a chazaka that anyone who stood on the platform and performed, whether it's singing or instruments, we assume he's a levi. He has good yichus and he could even give maaser rishon to him. And the man damer yisraelim hayu, the one who felt that the yisraelim played the instruments, kasavar mal miduchen liyuchsin avalo lemaisos. They had a chiluk that anyone you find on the platform, you could trust that they have good yichus, but you don't have to assume that they're a levi, you wouldn't give them Meiser Rishon, and therefore Yisraelim were allowed to do the instruments because they have good yichus, but not avadim. Okay, so that's the machlokas. So Gemara now quotes a brisa, Tanur Rabbanim, Hashir Ma'akev is a carbon, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So the carbon was accompanied by a shir, and if there was no shir, it's Ma'akev the carbon, the carbon's ineffective. Chachamim omrim ain't a ma'akev. Chachamim say no, it's not ma'akev the shir at all. So what's a machlok is whether or not the shir is ma'akev or not ma'akev. My time with Rabbi Meir. How come Rabbi Meir says that the shir is ma'akev the carbon? The Makrat says in the pasuk, it says ve'etnes levim nusunim la'aron ulavanov mitoch bnei Yisrael ulechaper al bnei Yisrael. So we see that they're giving the levim. What are we giving the levim? So Rashi points out here, Levim are Mishorim Haim, they were the singers. So we're connecting the function of the Levim to that of Kapara. So what's the drasha of Rabbi Meir? So Gemara explained, Ma Kapara, Ma Keves, Afshir Ma Keves, just like Kapara, which is referring to the Zrika, which you call Kapara, just like that's Ma Keves, the carbon, the Shiras, Ma Kev, Afshir Ma Keves, that's the drasha of Rabbi Meir. Come along, Rabbanan Hahu, le'idich the Rebbe Lazar. No, that drasha of Ennis Levim coming to a different drasha of Rebbe Lazar. Then Rebbe Lazar, ma'kapar bayom af shir bayom. Want to know when the shir should take place. Just like kapar is bayom, so too you do this thing bayom. But not to say that shir is ma'akev. Shir is not ma'akev. So that's a very fundamental machlokas, whether the shir is ma'akev or ain't a ma'akev. I don't see a note here, but I believe we paskin. We always paskin, almost always paskin like Chacham over the Rebbe Meir. So I assume we paskin that the shir is not ma'akev. Gemara now says, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Minayin Le'ikr Shira Me'ator. How do you know that the essence of a Shira is a deraisa concept? Who says this? So the Gemara is now going to bring a series of maybe 10 or more sources. How do we know that Shira is actually a source in the Torah? So what's the first raya? Shenamar says in the pasuk, "V'sheiris b'shem Hashem elokav," that you're supposed to serve Hashem with Hashem's name. That Ezu sheiris shebashem. Well, how do you serve Hashem with His name? Havi Omer zeshir, by singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by singing His praise. That's a way you're able to serve Hashem with just words alone. Ve'ema nesis kapayim. Maybe it's nesis kapayim. Nesis kapayim is a sheiris. It's a service, and it's saying Shem Hashem. So maybe that's the definition. It's not talking about song at all. Says the Gemara, midichsiv l'shar, so levarich b'shmo, the fact that the pasuk says the sharis, separate from levarich, indicates that sharis is different than a bracha. Mechlal de birchas kohanim alav sharisi. So what sharis? It must be sharis, must be shira. That's the first verse.
Why are we putting in birchas kohanim that is nothing to do with the Levim? Why are they interjecting this? It's clear that birchas kohanim is from...
No, the answer probably would be the Gemara says that 24 places in Tanakh where you find Levim or Kohanim are called Levim. Uh-huh. See, in the Pasuk says Levi might be referring to a Kohen nonetheless. Okay. So then the Gemara says Rav Masna Amar Hamehacha, he brings another source. How I know Shira is min haTorah. Tachas Asher Lo Avates Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha V'Tov Lev. From the fact that you didn't serve Hashem with the happiness and goodness. So Ezi Avoda Shibisimcha V'Tov Lev. So which type of service is it referring to? So the Pasuk says Havi Omer Zeshira. The way one serves Hashem b'simcha uv'tuv lev, that's referring to shira. That's a type of avoda. So Gemara says Eima Divrei Torah. Maybe the Divrei Torah. That's serving Hashem. That's the song. Dichsev called Simcha. Pikutei Hashem Yisharim Misamcha Lev. Hakadosh Baruch Hu's rules are straight and happy. Brings you Simcha. So that's also Simcha. Who says it's referring to shira? So Gemara says Misamcha Lev Ikrei Tov Lo Ikrei. The Torah is called Simcha, but it's not called Tov. Now, like we used to do, a Kilakach Tov Vitaka is called Tov as well, but at least in this context, a fascinating thing comes out. It might be that Shira is a higher level of Simcha than that of Torah. Not to say Shira is more important than Torah, but in terms of the Simcha and Tov Lev it brings, it might be a higher level. The Pas Shulchan, the Talmud of the Gra, writes in the Hakdama that the Gra said, the highest level of any chachma in the world is music. Music, shira, is the highest chachma, highest world. That's why David Melch played instruments, because it got him to a level of nevuah, level of Ruach HaKodesh. So Simcha, this Gemara points out, shira is somehow a different level than that of Torah. Again, not that it's better than Torah, but causes a certain emotion that Torah may not be able to impact in the same way. V'ema bikurim, maybe it's referring to bikurim dechseva v'samachta b'chol tov. The pasuk says it brings happiness to all tov. Gemara says tov ikrei tov leivav loik. It might be called tov. Torah is also called leki lekach tov, but tov leivav that causes tov to the heart. That's a different thing that only shir is able to accomplish. So then the Gemara quotes another raya. Amar from a different point. Sorry, bikurim now. Amar of masna minayin lebikurim shetun and shir. How do I know bikurim? That Bikurim is accompanied by singing as well. Asya Tov Mehacha, there's a Gzer Shav, it says Tov by Bikurim, it says in the Pasuk, Samachta Bechol Tov, and it says by Shira, Tov as well, to tell me that we have to sing when bring Bikurim. Aini, is this really true? Asks the Gemara Vaha, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonason. Minayin She'ein Omim Shira El Ahayayin. How do you know you only sing in the context of wine? Shenemar says in the pasuk, "Vatomer lehem agefen hechadalti es tiroshi amesamech alokim vanoshim." So they said to him that the wine makes a person happy. Im anoshim esamech alokim amesamech. So we get happy because we drink. How does the Kodesh Baruch Hu get happy? Mikan shein omim shira el hayayin. So it must be that you only get a song when there's wine. So we see from here that, here it's limited to only yayin, and before we said all bikurim. Bikurim comes to the first fruits of the Shivas Aminim. So before we said all bikurim requires wine, that's chita, sarah, and so on. But here it says dafka yayin deserves shira. Sorry, Kumara says, Mishkachas la, kidatani Rabbi Yossi, priata mevi, viata mevi mashkin. So the Torah says you're supposed to bring a pri, but you don't bring any mashkim. Havia Navim, let's say you bring, this is referring to Bikurim, let's say you're supposed to bring the actual pre, don't bring them as wine or grape juice. But let's say the guy Havia Navim, with Drachon Minayin, how do you know if the guy brought grapes and he squeezed them out and made it into wine? How do you know still nonetheless it's still acceptable as Bikurim? Tamalomer Tavin, you can bring it, even though it's not Lichachila, B'diavad, we accept it. So therefore what? So we see from here.
That he can still say, Shira on Bikurim because it's also Yain.
But that's only referring to the grapes, though.
Yeah, but there's a way that there's a way in Bikurim that you can actually
okay. It's not grapes versus wine. It really both wine is relevant for both them, and therefore it makes sense to sing Shira even by Bikurim. How does it explain the other types? So once you have a presence when it comes to wine by Bikurim, you can expand it to the other Shivas Aminim as well. So that's okay. The Indian of Bikurim. Back to now knowing the source of a Shira from the Torah. Chizkiya Amar Mihachai brings yet a third source. It says in the pasuk, Uchanan Yahu Sar Halavim Bimasa Yosur Bimasa Ki Mavenhu. Chananya was in charge of Levim, so he was in charge of Masa, in charge of who carries what. See, directs who was carrying this, who was carrying that. Al Tikra Yosur Ela Yashir. We're switching the Samich with a Shin. We have that right to do that from time to time. In fact, Rav Yosef Engel has a whole long list, I think Gemara in Brachos, a whole long list of drushes throughout Shas, where we switch just one letter to make drushes like this. So it says Yosir, but we darshan it Yashir, to sing. Okay? That's what the Levim would do. Then the Gemara says, Bilvati, Rashi says, is a name of a Chacham, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he quoted from Rabbi Yochanan, Mehacha, La'avod avodas avoda. It says the three words in a row, same Sharash, Ezo avoda shetzuich avoda. Which avoda requires the avoda itself? Haviomer Zushira. That the avoda, the karbanos, require another avoda to accompany it. What other avoda may that be? It must be Shira. Comes along with Yitzhak Amar Mihachi is another source for Shira Minat Torah Minayin. Su Zimra Usnu Sof Kinor Noim Im Novel. A person should rise up with singing and play the drums and the harps in order to bring about Simcha. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzhak Amar Mihachi, he has a different pasuk. Heima Yisu Kolam Yaronu Begaon Hashem Tzalu Miyam. It's referring to singing over the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Tanim Aisele Mehacha Brisa brings a different source. V'livnei Kahas Lo Nasan Ki Avodas Hakodesh Alem, because of Yisrael. That since the Bnei Kahas were not given wagons, since they were carrying the Aron Kodesh, so they weren't supposed to put it on wagons, they were supposed to carry it themselves. V'imasha Shenemar Bakasev Einu Yodea Sheiso. Of course, they're referring to shoulders. Isn't that by definition carrying something? Why does it repeat Bakasev Yisrael? So Einu Yodea Sheiso. Ma Tam Lomar Yisrael. Ein Yisrael Ela Lashon Shira. Yisrael means to sing a song. V'cheinu Omer Su Zimra Usnosof. V'omer Yisu Kolam Yaronu. So there's another source based on the Brisa. How do we know Shira Min HaTorah Minayim? Eighth source now. Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua Omer Mehocha Moshe Daber V'lkim Ya'anenu V'kol. Moshe speaks and HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds with a voice. Al Iske Kol. On the measure of a voice, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to Moshe Beinu, who's a Levi, who is singing. That gets the proper response from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Weiter now, another source. It says, Rashi Amar Mehacha, Vayhi Ke'achar Lam Chatzarim Lam Ashorim Lashmir Kol Echad. That they did in Be'echar Achlus, they had a unity among those playing the trumpets and those singing to bring about one unified voice. So this is another source of singing. Rabbi Yonatan Amar Mehacha, V'lo Yamusu Gamhem Gamatem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Kohanim that no one should come close to the Mizbeach, otherwise so that they shouldn't die and that you don't die as well. So who's the they? Who's the Gamhem, Gamatem? Ma'atem Bavodas Mizbeach, just like the Kohanim, you are working the Mizbeach, Afhem Bavodas Mizbeach. So to them, the Levim are also involved in the Mizbeach. Which avoda are they involved in? It must be the Levim, sing the Shira, which accompanies the Karbanos. So Tana Mihoch, the Brisa says the same thing. Loyamusu gamhem gamatem. No, neither you nor them, nor the Levim should die coming closer to the Mizbeach. Atem v'shalchem v'hem v'shalchem. They and their, you and your avoda, you the Kohanim and your avoda of the Karbanos, and they and their avoda, namely the Shira. B'misa, heim b'sha, but there's a difference, however. B'misa, v'hem v'shalchem, ain't b'misa. So, heim v'shalchem, if they do, Atem b'shalchem, you shouldn't do theirs, I'm sorry, and they shouldn't do yours. A Kohen shouldn't do a Levi's work, a Levi shouldn't do a Kohen's work. This is a different drasha that Gemara is making based on this pasuk. So, however, that when it comes to them, hey mishalchem, when they do your work, b'misa. If they try to do your work, then they're liable of death. Hey mishalchem, but they of theirs ain't b'misa. If the levim are doing their work, ainu ela b'azara. I mean, what's going on here is we know levim had two major roles, either to be a gatekeeper or to be a singer. So if Levim tried to do your work as a kohen, they're chai misa. But if they do a gatekeeper tries singing or a singer tries gatekeeping, that's aser, but it's only an azhara, but there is no misa involved for doing a different assignment. So Amar Abaye says, Naktinan mishora shashira b'shel chaver b'misa. He argues, Abaye says, no. A person who sings, who opens the gate, which isn't his job, he's actually chayv misa for doing a different job of a levi. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, v'achonim lefnei mishkan kedma, those who camped in front of the mishkan, lefnei olam moed, v'azar karev yumas, and a zar, a non-kohen who approaches it, will die. My zar, what zar is it referring to? Ilei mazar mamash, if it means mamash of Yisrael, that's mamash zar. Haksiv chadazino, we already know from elsewhere, zar can enter certain areas of the mishkan, is chayv misa. El lav zar de osa avoda is not referring to he's an azar, he's a levi, but he's zar to another avoda, meaning he's a gatekeeper who's singing, or he's a singer who's doing a gatekeeping, he's a zar to that particular avoda. And yet the pasuk says, Hazar hakariv yumas.
So when taking gatekeeper, what was he referring to?
This opening the gates. The base of Megdash had different gates to open up and doorways.
Right.
So they had to open up the doors and watch.
And the Kohanim would not the Levim do that.
Right. No. The 21 places were Levim, 3 places were Kohanim. But either way, we're forgetting the Kohanim right now. Levim were in charge of certain gates. So a Levi who.
The gates that the Kohanim were supposed to do.
No. The Levim who were singing, if they were to take a gatekeeper job of a Levi, another a brother Levi, that they'd be in trouble for.
Ah, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Levim who take jobs from Levi.
Exactly. Or the gatekeeper Levi takes a singing position of a Levi.
Okay.
That's the switch that's going on here. So Gemara Darshan's based on the Hazar Karev Yumas can't be referring to a Stamzar, because that we already know a Zar who goes into an area of the base of Mikdash. Or Mishkan's Chai Misa. Must be referring to a different type of Zar, namely a Levi of one job is taking a different job, that's not his. A singer is becoming a gatekeeper, or a gatekeeper is becoming a singer. That's Chai Misa, that's Abaye's Joshua. So, the Gemara says, wait a second, Abaye. It says in the Braisa, Mishora Shashirer, or Mishora Shashorer, a singer who does a gatekeeper, or gatekeeping, who a gatekeeper who sings, Einam b'misa el b'azara. It's a clear b'risa that he can't do this, and there's a lav involved, there's an azara involved for doing this, but there's no chiyum misa, so how could a b'ai make such a drasha? So Gemara says it's a tanai. He really, it's machlokas tanaim, what's the punishment of a levi who takes a different job that's not his? The sani, the b'risa, tells us that ma'isa b'rebi Yeshua ben Chananya, that shalach l'sayeb ha'gafas delasos eitzer Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudguda. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, who apparently was a Levi, he was a Levi who was a singer, he went to assist his cousin, Rabbi Yochanan, to close the door. So Amar Lo, Rabbi Yochanan says to him, B'ni, chazer l'acharecha, go back, step back, this is not your job here. Sha'ata min ha-mishorim, v'lo min ha-mishorim, your job is to be a singer, not to be a gatekeeper. So this is a my la. So what's a machlokas? So apparently Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Yochanan had a machlokas, whether he could open the gates or not. So what's the machlokas? My lav b'hakamifuki. Is this not the very machlokas? Demar sever misahi. One thinks it's a death penalty. Step back. If you're going to open the gate, you're going to die. You're going to get killed. The gazu by rabbanon. Rabbanon goes there as well. Not even to be misayeh b'davar. Not even to assist. And mar sever as azharat a lav b'alma. So don't do it by yourself. But to be Messiah is allowed below Gazi Bay, and they didn't make a Gzeira on assisting the opening of the door. Now, this is a fascinating topic, not for now. There's a big discussion whether being Messiah in an Isser is called an Isser. The Gemara at the end of Machlokes talks about if I'm getting a haircut and the barber cuts off my peyos, am I considered violating something? I'm turning my head. It's Messiah B'davar. He does the Maisa about being Messiah B'davar. So based on that sugi, they talk about whether being Messiah B'davar Isser is considered an Isser itself. This Gemara assumes it's not an Isser. The only reason why they said not to assist is because it's a gzera, lest you open it or close it entirely on your own. But being Messiah itself is a raya here, that's actually not a problem. But not for now. Gemara says, so that's the first suggestion. So the machlokas is whether or not they were gozer to assist or not. What's the machlokas? Whether or not it's a chiyum misa. If there's a chiyum misa for opening the gate, then they're gozer. And if it's only an azhara, so then they weren't gozer and being Messiah. That was the first approach. And the Gemara says no. The chuli alma, everyone agrees, azharahi. A singer who does a gatekeeping or a gatekeeper who does singing, that's only an azhara. So what's the machlokas? Whether they're gozer being Messiah or not? The question is, were they were gozer and being misayah? Everyone agrees misayah is also permitted. But was it enough to make a gzeira or not? That was the machlokas. Fine. Gemara now goes to a completely different topic related to song, but a slightly different discussion. Boy Rabbi Avin, he asked the following shaila: what's the din of olas nidvas tzibor tuna shira? Does a nidvas tzibor require a shira? What's a nidvas tzibor? So you know a carbon tamid is an olas tzachova. It's an olas tzachova tzibor that every single day you bring two carbonos tamidim, one in the morning, one in the evening, and that's a those require shira. That's a tzachova. The question is, nidvas tzibor, if there's a dedication, what's a dedication? So you and I, a yachid, can make a neder and a dava. I could dedicate an ola to the Beis HaMikdash. What's a nidvas tzibor? So let's say there's surplus of the funds in the Beis HaMikdash, and we always want the Mizbeach to be very active. So let's say it's a very busy day. A yachidim are bringing in their karbanos, the chatalos, whatever they bring, fine. Let's say it's a very quiet day. It's a hot summer day, no one wants to shut up to the Beis HaMikdash, so they want the Mizbeach to be active. So they tap into the surplus the funds, and they start buying karbanos tzibor. That's called nidvas tzibor. That's olas nidvas tzibor, where it's a communal one. What?
We learned in
Shkala. Yeah, exactly. We got other places that came up as well, the Gemara and Shavuos. Either way, we just keep it active with a nidvas tzibor. It's a dedication from the tzibor funds. So does that olas nidvas tzibor, does that require tuna shira? Does that require a song, just like the karban tamid, just like an olas chovas tzibor? Or eino tuna shira, it doesn't require a shira. So Gemara makes a first attempt here. Oloseichem amrachmana. The Torah tells us in the pasuk, which describes the singing, that oloseichem, that all the olos should require a song. I can't find the pasuk on the side here. Oh, here we go. Ubiyom simchaschem umadechem uvrashi chachechem uskatem chatzotros al oloseichem vazivche shamechem. So it talks about blowing the trumpets and seemingly referring to music here, and it calls them oloseichem. What's olos? Which are plural? Achas olos chova, b'achas olos nedava. Even an olos nedava is implied here that it requires a song. Oh, Dilma, perhaps we should learn differently. Oloseichem dechulo yisokam rachmano. No, oloseichem means all the olos of karbonos of the Yisrael. Not to say olos chova versus olos nedava. All olos chova, but there are many olos chovos. There are many obligations that Klai Yisrael brings. So that's the plural. That there are many olos chovos, but in terms of nedava, a nidvas sibor doesn't require shir. That's the suffix. So Gemara brings a raya tashma. Well, Yomim Chizkiyahu lehalos haola lehamizbech. Chizkiyahu told them to bring an ola. Uveis heichel haola. When they started to bring the ola, heichel shir Hashem. They started to sing a song. Vachatzotzos, and they blew the trumpets. Vaydekli David Melech Yisrael. They used the harp, seemingly in the instruments of David Melech. So hi shir my avidetzay. What shir was going on that they were singing when the Chizkiyahu told them to bring in a carbon ola? Ilema de olas chova, if they're referring to the olas chova, mainly the carbon tamid, lamali amluche. Why do you have to have a decision? I mean, Chizkiyah was advising them to do something. No one needed a recommendation that, oh, when you bring the carbon tamid, to sing a song. That's a davar pashut. You don't need Chizkiyah's input to tell me to sing a shira for the carbon tamid. So what was Chizkiyah telling them? It must have been el alav dolas nedava. They're bringing olas nedava, and Chizkiyah says, you should sing a song when you bring the olas nedava. That's the raya, that there was a shira during olas nedava. So Amar of Yosef, Rav Yosef says, no, lo, olas rosh chodesh hava. Maybe it's an olas rosh chodesh, which is a chova, not olas nedava. So what's the shaila? How come you need to be told to sing a song for rosh chodesh? The kami barilei, the question was, mihuk ba rosh chodesh bismano di lekarev olo. The question was it rosh chodesh or not? I didn't pay attention. I didn't know if the Edom came. They were asking, is rosh chodesh today to bring a carbon? It wasn't a question of singing a song or not singing a song. The question was, is it rosh chodesh you bring a carbon musaf or not? And Chizkiyah says, the bezdin was makabel the edus, go ahead and bring a carbon musaf. And it was an olas chova, which of course does require a shir. So Amar le Abaye, sister of Yosef, umi matzis amris hachi, could you really say it's rosh chodesh? V'akshiv, doesn't the pasuk explain the context here? Ubiyom shishi asar lachodesh arishon. It was the 16th of the month, not rosh chodesh, the middle of the month. And v'yom rechizkiyahu la'alos olam mizbeach. So clearly it wasn't rosh chodesh at all. So what are you talking about, rosh chodesh? So ela amar rami b'rei d'rav yeva keves haba'im ha'omer koin ba'ileh. The question was, do you bring the keves along with the omer? We know the 16th of Nisan, that's the first day Chol HaMoed. Pesach, first day Pesach is the 15th. Next day, 16th, which you bring the carbon omer. The question was, do you bring the carbon omer today or not? meaning mi kavar Rosh Chodesh bizmano dilekarev or lo. Was Rosh Chodesh established 15, 16 days ago or not? Is today the 16th of Nisan to bring the Karban Omer or was it not? And that's what Chizkiah says, oh, if Rosh Chodesh was established already on that day, today is the day to bring the Karban Omer. That was the explanation.
That was
going to ask
the same question.
Lechse Pesach Hecha Avid. So when did they keep the Seder? What do we mean? Matzah Hecha Acha. When did they eat the matzah? What kind of question? Now they're suddenly they're asking in terms of Karban Omer. They should have asked the day before, and should we drink Dal Kosas and not Chametz and everything that goes along with it?
Sure.
So Ella Amar Vashi, Mide Dehava Ashlicha, the Tibur de Mimlech. No, it wasn't really a Shaila here. The Shliach Tibur sometimes asks the question before to daven. So meaning, the Shliach Tibur says, should I daven? I don't know. The Shliach Tibur knows he's davening for the Yom. He knows he's the Chazan. But there's a certain level of a Nivas a person asks when it comes to a, you know, when you say a Motzi, for example. Say a Motzi and Shabbos, the customers say, Brishus. Now you're the Baal Bus. You don't need to ask Rishus from anyone to say the bracha. But nonetheless, it's a level of humility to ask Rishus nonetheless. Here as well. So just like the Shliach Tzibur asks Rishus to daven, so too Chizkiah was just telling them he was asking the people for permission. Is it okay if we go ahead and bring the cargo? Not that he really needed permission, but it was just a level of humility that Chizkiah was showing. So Hashadas Lahachi. Now that we've established this, Afil Tema Olas Chova. You could even say that this whole Maisa of Chizkiah was really not a Karban Omer in the middle of the Nisan. It was a regular Karban Tama that was taking place. And so why was Chizkiah asking permission? Just again, a level of humility that a person should always ask just Rishus to show Anivas. So we don't have an answer yet in terms of whether a Nidvas Olas Nidvas Tzibur requires a Shira or does not require a Shira. The Tashma, the Gemara brings a raya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Megalgal and Zuchus Liyom Zakai, Vechoval Yom Chayev. There's certain days in this calendar which are good days, and it's a magnet to other good days, and then there's certain days that are bad which draw other bad days, bad events to it. So Amru, Kishachar Bais HaRishona, when the base of Megdash Bais Rishon was destroyed, also Yom Tisha B'Vaya, Umalta Shabbat Haya, Umalta Shvias Hayasa, Umishparta Shah Yehoyar Hayasa. Very proposal actually to this week's parsha of Shlach, the Chemeragim also took place in Tisha B'Av. So the event of Tisha B'Av, the Bais Rishon, was on Tisha B'Av. It was a Sunday, Mata Shabbos. It was the year after Shemitah, and it was during the Mishmar of Yehoyarav that these events took place. They were standing on the platform of Omer Mashir, they're singing a song. Mashir Amr, what song were they singing? That happened to be the song that they were singing. They weren't able to say Yatzmise Mashem Elkeinu, they were cut off mid pasuk. Until the enemies came and conquered and destroyed the base of Migdash. And the second base of Migdash, the same exact details happened, the same time of year, same song, all that exactly happened. So fine, that's the Brisa. So Gemara wants to know, Hi Shira, my Avi did say, what song were they singing? Ilema de Olas Chova, if it was referring to Olas Chova, they were singing a song during the Karban Tamid. Mihavia, was there a Karban Tamid that they were bringing? Bishivasra Tamas, Bata Tamid. The Tamid already is Bata from the 17th of Tamas. 3 weeks earlier, they may have had the base of Migdash, but there's no longer a Tamid that was being brought. So it couldn't be on a Olas Chovas Tzibur. Elav Dolas Nedava, must be that they were dedicating Ola to the base of Migdash, and that they were singing a song during that Olas Nedava. So Tizbra, does this make sense? Maisha Olas Nechova de Lohavia, Umaisha Olas Nedava de Havia. If there was no carbon tumen anymore, there are no animals to be brought, how'd they find an animal to bring a Nedava? So
that
Gemara
was
says
the case where they brought up a pig.
That was a Gemara and getting the pig instead.
Yeah.
Gemara says, right. So Holokasha, Ben Bakar Akrai Ba'amahu, Dishamilu. Right, they didn't have any animals, but happens to be a little calf chanced upon them. They said, let's take this opportunity, let's bring a carbon quickly, so they can't use a calf for a tamid, because you need a sheep for a tamid. So they brought a calf as a Nidvas Tzibur, and then they sang a song during the Nidvas Tzibur. So Amar Rava Visei Ravashi, Batizbra, does this make sense? Shir Diyome La Shem Artim Loa. It was a Sunday. We just learned before that this event took place on a Sunday, because Matzah Shabbos is when the base of Mikdash was destroyed. So it was a Sunday. And the song for Yom Rishon is Lashem Artim Loa. But Yashar Lem Es Onama is Bashir Dar Baba Shabbosu. This was Shir that's meant for Wednesday. So they're singing the wrong song. How is that possible? Ella Eliyah Ba'amahu Dinafilu B'Pamayu. Must be. They're just singing some type of song. They call it Dirjir that fell in their mouths. They were singing. They knew what was happening. They knew the events that were unfolding. And therefore, it may not have been a Shir during a Karban at all. They're just Stam singing, lamenting to Kadosh Baruch Hu in song, and no rise to any actual formal Shir that was taking place. So Gemara says, "V'ha omdim al duchten katanim." Doesn't say they're standing on a platform. There was some formal singing that was taking place here. So Gemara says, "Kedrei Shlokish damar omer shelo ala karbon." He says that the Levi is allowed to stand on the duchen and even without a karbon. You're allowed to stand on the platform to sing even though there's no karbon that's there. Ihach, if that's the case, bolus nedava nami lema. So that's the case. So let the Levim sing a song as well during the Olas Nidva. If there's nothing wrong with singing a song stam without there being a karban, so let them sing a song even when there is a karban. So there should not be the dafka.
Question.
What?
The question is does the karban need a song? Not if you're allowed to sing the song.
No. Well, I think they kind of tweaked it a little bit to even whether it's allowed. No. The question is, let them. So okay, whether it's a chiyuv or not a chiyuv, let them do it. There's nothing lost by them singing a song. If they could sing stam without there being a karban, certainly they could sing when there's a nidava being brought. And Gemara says no, nafik minei churba. No, it could lead to some problems. It could be confusing. What could be confusing? So if you look at Rashi towards the bottom here, Rashi explains nafki minei churba deha dereish lakish rishisu. D ishlei lolas nedava brishus asil meimar olas chova nami rishus hokach lo minan shir lagame bin nedava. Because nedava it's a rishus, people would say. And just like nedava is rishus and there's a song, so maybe the chova is rishus and that's not rishus. Nedava, rather, a chova is certainly a chiv to nashira, and because of that confusion, they said a person should not sing a song during the shira. So in the end, it's still not clear. What's the bottom line here? The Gemara says, my havalei, so what's a psak? What do we say by olas nidva sibra? Does it require shira? Are you allowed to do a shira? Are you not allowed to do a shira? The Tashma, the Gemara, finally brings a clear braisa to Tani Rav Mari Bered, Rav Kana, al oloseichem al zivchei shalmeichem. Ma ola kodesh kadoshim, af shalmen kodesh kadoshim. Just like an ola is everything's burnt on the offering, it's the highest level of kodeshim, so tishlamim is of kodesh kadoshim. And both of them require a song in that regard. Just like shlamim only comes, the shlamim that requires song is always a fixed time, kavuazman, it's referring to shlamle shivuas, so to the ola, only the ola that's kavuazman requires a shira, namely a chova. But a nidvas ola sibur, which is not, does not have a kavuazman, that does not require a shira. Okay, so we'll stop here, and we will continue tomorrow.